Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, Jane.
Mike Serby.
Here.
Dave Clemish.
Here.
Chris Keckler.
Here.
John Steinbrink has been excused, and Steve Komarkowicz is not here. New business. Consider the purchase and sale agreement between 2200 Polk Street, LLC, and the Village of Pleasant Prairie for property generally located in the northwest quadrant of County Trunk Highway Q and I-94 West Frontage Road. Tom?
Thank you, Mr. President, Pro Tem, and Village Trustees. Before you is the purchase and sale agreement, as you said, between 2200 Polk Street, LLC, who is the buyer, and the Village of Pleasant Prairie. This has come to fruition from about a few months of negotiations between the village and the buyer. It's for a piece of land located at the northwest quadrant of County Trunk Highway Q and the West Frontage Road in the Prairie Highlands Corporate Park. It's approximately 64 acres in size. The proposed purchase price is $14,575,000, and that is based on the 64-acre site. So when a CSM is done for this site, if that site is a little more or a little less than 64 acres, the price will be adjusted accordingly. It's based on $227,734 per acre, so that the ultimate price will come out when the CSM is completed. I'll go through a couple main points of the agreement that's in front of you. As far as due diligence, the buyer has a 90-day due diligence period with the option to extend that additional 60 days, with written notice to the village. The village shall complete and construct the public improvements in the Prairie Highlands Corporate Park, which includes roads, sanitary sewer, municipal water, natural gas, electricity, and storm sewer. The buyer is to complete the grading and construction of the detention ponds on the property and on the adjacent outlot servicing the property. The village shall be responsible for the design and construction of the public improvements within the time frame set forth in the yet-to-be-determined development agreement. This agreement is subject to the contingency that the village obtains an amendment to the village zoning ordinances along certain uses in the M5 district. And if the board recall, at the last meeting, last Monday night, the board did adopt Ordinance 1807 to allow for those specified uses in the M5 district. The village, at its expense, shall have a CSM prepared for the property. A few more points, major points in the agreement. Prior to the conveyance of the property to the buyer, the village shall record a declaration of covenants, conditions, restrictions, and easements for the Prairie Highlands Corporate Park. We're still working on those, but when those are finalized, we'll make sure those are conveyed to the buyer. The village agrees to provide the declaration restriction in the declaration that the property within the Prairie Highlands Corporate Park development that are owned by the village, which is approximately probably another 300 or 400 acres that will be left, with Haribo owning 137 of those acres, should not be used and developed for the operation of a specific set of uses as listed in Section 8 of this agreement. And finally, the development of the property shall be subject to a development agreement which shall include without limitation provisions regarding access from roads to the property, deadlines for the buyer to build on the property, and a payment in lieu of tax is also known as a pilot agreement regarding payments that the buyer will pay to the village if any part of the property becomes exempt from paying property taxes. So that's my summary of the agreement that's in front of you. I know Mr. Jack Price, who's the broker for this deal, is in the audience as well. And with that, I'll turn it back over to the board.
You have anything to add to this, Jack?
No, I think that was
Is there, without discussing what's going up, is there a timeline for construction?
ASAP.
Okay. And that'll be coming to us?
Oh, go ahead.
It'll be coming to us when?
Well, if I may, of course, this is still confidential, this project is. And from what I learned earlier today, The buyer of the land will be putting out a press release sometime tomorrow.
Okay. And it'll be named tomorrow? Okay.
Good.
Okay. Questions, comments from the board?
I'd like to add, you know, good job for the village administration to work to procure suitable buyers and development of land as expected, and good job.
Need a motion?
Move to approve.
Go ahead.
Second.
I'd ask that the village board authorize me as the interim village administrator to authority to sign this document.
Okay. No problem. Okay. Motion made and seconded for approval of the purchase and sale agreement. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it.
Do we need to officially authorize you to sign?
Second.
Motion made and seconded for Tom to officially sign the document. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it.
Move to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you. Thanks, Jack.